saw an interesting shaila from Rav Zilberstein. He brings down, there was a shaila of someone in the Israeli army, it could be in any army, and I guess it was a busy practice session, or it might have been a real war, or whatever the case might have been, but he didn't have time to put on tefillin yet. And I guess he's outside, whether it's in Lebanon or in the middle, no protection, no cover, and it's like pouring rain outside. So the question is, should he put on this tefillin knowing that they might ruin, like if it's pouring or it's a big storm, it could go in and ruin the parshios and maybe ruin the batim. Should he put on his tefillin or not, was the shaila. So that's just this. So we'll have to go back and get some background info and try to answer the shaila. Then I'll tell you what I think he said.
But isn't that why Borsellino made fedoras? Big brims?
Exactly. The problem is they usually don't have them in the middle of Lebanon or wherever that's hanging out.
Probably not.
Maybe that's why some people daven with a hat on top of the tefillin. Okay. So the Gemara tells us in different places, in Makkos or Sukkah, talks about with David HaMelech. David HaMelech had the following shaila. It was apparently there was a flood coming. Apparently not to destroy the whole world, because we have a tradition not to, but there was a big flood coming and it was going to cause a lot of death. A lot of people are going to be killed. So apparently he had a tradition. If you take the Shem HaMafurash, or you take the Shem Hashem, and you throw it into the water, the waters will stop. But the problem is he's being Mechikas Hashem, he's destroying God's name. So he threw out the Shaila to one of his advisors, perhaps Achitofel, whoever it might have been, and said, what should we do? So Achitofel said, well, we have a Kal Vachomer from the Parsha of Sota. The Kal Vachomer that we see when it comes to saving one marriage to make Sholem ben Ish le'Ishto. The halacha is, or that's the Meisota. We go ahead and we take God's name and we destroy God's name. So if you could save one marriage, how much more so is to save thousands of people? So David HaMelech said, you've said well, I like it. They took the Shem Hashem, they threw it in. It worked so well, the waters went down too far. So that's the David started saying, Shir Hamalos, Bimamakim, and to bring the waters back up. So the question is, number one, the obvious question is, we'll see if we'll have time to come back to, is, like, what do you mean, asked advisor? Isn't that the Aleph Beis? We all know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos or Early Storm, except the big three. In other words, what was the Shaila? Of course you could destroy God's name if you're going to save people's lives. What, like, I needed Achitofel, I needed someone who knew something to tell me that. That seems to be a simple Shaila for many people. It's a Pikuach Nefesh issue. But the other question is as follows. The question is, there's a Gemara in Shabbos which talks about someone who has a tattoo. It's not the tattoos people have today, but they had a tattoo of Shem Hashem on it. And I remember, I think it was a year or two ago, I met someone in the Y. There was someone, there's plenty of tattoos at the Y, and this one caught my attention and said it had Shalom on his neck. So he didn't give me the appearance of being Jewish, but you never know these days. Don't judge a book by its cover. It's because he was full of tattoos. And so one day, I guess he was next to me. He wasn't the most friendly person, I'd say, but we were close by. We made eye contact. So I started talking to him, and I mentioned, what's that on your neck? Like, you know what it says? Or are you Jewish? I didn't tell him I was Jewish, of course. And he said, oh, no, I just liked it. You know, a friend of mine said that I had one and it looked good, so I put it on. I said, oh, you want to know what it is? I told him. And now I said I didn't go back to him. It wasn't like, It wasn't like he was interested in conversation.
I walked into
So the question is, you have the Shem Hashem. Let's assume Shalom's the Shem Hashem. But could you go, so the question was, could I go into the mikvah? Because why? Because maybe I'll do Mechikas Hashem. Maybe by going in the water, I'll be going into and destroying God's name. So that was the Shaila they had. So so the Gemara had. So the Gemara says, well, Rav Yossi says that you could go to the mikveh as long as you're not sitting there like rubbing off the tattoo. Why? Because it's issur to do a maisa. It's issur to destroy God's name. But this is his grama. Because it says we have to destroy avodah zarah. Sasun king Hashem elokeichem. So as long as you're not doing a direct act, it's okay. You can't sit there rubbing it off. So the question is, what was David HaMelech Shaila then? It seems to be, unless you think throwing the name of Hashem was considered a Maisa, but in the Shaila they're assuming it's a Grama. Like, we see Gram Mechika is Mutter, like Grama throughout Shas, or at least it's not an Issa Daraisa, and maybe there weren't any Darabanans then. So Grama Mechika is Mutter, so what was the problem of David throwing the Shem Hashem in? So the Tshuva Sarashba answers that no, because we have a principle, we're familiar with it in Shabbos, in Yoni Shabbos, but it applies to all over. We know there's a concept of a Dover She'ino Mischaven, that the classic case that the Gemara gives is you have a chair and you want to move it from one place to another. So it talks about you got to drag the chair on the ground because you're going to make holes in the ground. Making holes in the ground on Shabbos is a prohibited activity. So the Gemara says that we paskin, that it's a davar she'eino, as long as you don't have kavana to make the holes, you have kavana because you want to move the chair in the sun, out of the sun, out of the rain, wherever you want to move it. So therefore, it's mutter. However, the Gemara says there's another concept called psik resha. Even if it's not your intention, but if you know 100% sure that it's going to happen, so we consider it like a davar hamiskaven. We consider it like you're doing it. Like, for instance, the reason we take our lights or we shut off our lights in our fridge because the assumption it's a psik resha, you're allowed to open your fridge door on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to turn a light on Shabbos. So therefore, you take the light out, you shut it off before Shabbos. That's a psik resha. So therefore, that's what the Rashba says. In a chinami, in the case where you go into the mikvah, so that's a suffix. The fact you walk in doesn't mean it's going to shame Hashem, so that's why the Gemara says it's mutter. But if you're sitting there rubbing, that's a vadai. And so too, they assume David wasn't taking it out. The assumption David threw it in and was going to leave it there. So that's vadai going to lead to Mechikas Hashem. So therefore, that's David Shaila. It will be Mechikas Hashem because it's not a grama, because I know I'm throwing it in there and leaving it in there, and therefore he had to come on to the Kal Vachomer. So we see the klal is grama is mutter, and then there's a famous shaila from Rav Moshe, not from Rav Moshe, to Rav Moshe, the Dovev Misharm, another one of the great gedolim in the 60s. What about not an uncommon case, not as uncommon anymore, infectious diseases? We seem to have a breakout every week. So the Shiloh asked to Rav Moshe, the Dovei Misharim, was someone has an infectious disease and they're quarantined in the hospital. You know, like, I think it was the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. He wasn't Jewish in the movie and he wasn't putting tefillin on, but the Shiloh was, is that person permitted to put on tefillin? Let's say it was a week. He's going to be quarantined and the hospital said, anything that comes in contact with you, we are going to burn and we're going to destroy. So the shaila was, could he put on tefillin for a week? Because knowing, obviously there's no problem putting on tefillin. The issue is he allowed to put on tefillin knowing that a week later, the Shem Hashem, all the tefillin, the Sifrei, the holy tefillin are going to be burned. That was the shaila asked to Rav Moshe, the Dovev Misharim, among others. So basically, the Dovev Misharim first wanted to say, maybe it's dependent on the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam, about the cases where a person has a person, they're getting ready for a milah. We don't have it anymore, but you had to warm up the water before for health issues for the child. That's a sakana. And the kids are running around, they knock over the hot water before you do. Once you did the bris and you need the water, it's pikuach nefesh. Of course, you do it yourself. You get some, if it's not a time issue, get a nanju to do it. But let's say before, I know if I do the bris milah, I'm going to have to heat up hot water on Shabbos. Or do I push off the bris until Sunday because of that? So the Ramban writes, Ein locha mitzvah elo l'shaisa. I have a bris milah on Shabbos. The Torah tells, let the chips fall when they may. I'm going to do what I have to do. If, because of doing the bris, I have to do something else, that's not my issue, then I'll do it. And Baal Mor says, no, you got to be roles hanolad. You got to look into you don't have to look into the future 20 years from now, maybe in the next 5 seconds, that type of future. And you got to think about, you have to have self-awareness what action is going to lead to. And he says, better to wait until Sunday to do the bris, because the bris milah is docha Shabbos, but the hachanas aren't docha Shabbos. The mechaber paskins like the Baal Amor, even though we don't really have it today. We have antibiotics, other things. We don't need this. So after he says at the end of the day, he concludes, him and Rav Moshe conclude the same way. Better not to wear tefillin, because if it's going to lead to the destruction of tefillin, that's the psak of Rav Moshe, the Dovid Mishram. Again, you could get into maybe if it's for the rest of his life, the next 50 years, but you know, let's assume the case is just a couple of days. So therefore, getting back to Rav Zilberstein Shaila, then what about this Israeli soldier who is outside and the only way to put on his tefillin is in a pouring rainstorm and he's concerned the tefillin are going to be destroyed? Is it better for him not to wear the tefillin, or is it better for him to put them on? So first, I think they quote Rav Moshe, others, that the issue is that, that maybe it's a problem because if his tefillin are going to be destroyed, so then you better not to put them on. But then it comes down to a mitzias issue. He gets into grama. How good are your tefillin sealed? How much is the rainstorm? And he concludes, like in that case, he says maybe it's only a grama, and we said grama by mechikas Hashem is mutter. It's always hard to paskin based on his shailas because he doesn't give you all the info. But I'm just saying it's based on the mitzias issue because we have a gemara in Shabbos, the 19th parak. Elisha Balkan Afayim was his name, and what happened? There was a time of decree, and the decree was your Jews can't wear tefillin. At least they can't wear them at all, but don't wear them publicly because they'll find out. So the shaila was he was wearing them publicly, and then the Gemara says the Roman soldier saw him and he started running after him. So he ran him down and finally got to a dead end. So he took his tefillin off and put it in his. He said, "What do you got over there?" "Nothing. What do you mean? Open up your hands." So of course, miraculously, the tefillin turned into like a Yonah, into something else, not a person Yonah, but what happened was then he said, So some Rishonim point out from this Gemara, why did he take them off for? We say b'shas hashmad, even on a mitzvah kala, you give up your life for. So that's the whole discussion. But the bottom line is, I want to bring a proof. You see why? Not because of that. Because the soldier would have destroyed the tefillin. So you see, better not to wear tefillin if you know the tefillin's going to... That seems to be the b'sak of Ramosha, the Dovei Misharim. So certainly in an infectious disease case, if the tefillin are getting incinerated, don't wear them because the hospital is going to destroy them. He says in the soldier case, he said, it's okay. It depends on how long you're standing out in the rain and that. So that was going to depend on that. Because Gram Mechika seems to be mutter.